Check this out. Two times in 1 week, we saw different judges humiliate the Trump administration by striking down their illegal attempts to appoint inexperienced loyalists into positions so they can abuse power. Today, we saw Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Alina Habba, disqualified as acting U.S. attorney in New Jersey. This comes exactly 7 days after both the James Comey and Letitia James cases were thrown out. They were nullified. The indictments are no more because Donald Trump's appointment of Lindsey Halligan was deemed illegal in the Eastern District of Virginia. This is all a lot if you haven't been following these cases, but the headline here is that the Trump administration has been illegally trying to appoint people into key positions so they could prosecute their opponents, and it's blowing up on them. It is backfiring in case after case after case. Before we even dig into this article titled, Judge Humiliates Trump by Ejecting MAGA Favorite from Top Job, you know, Alina Habba, who is just woefully unqualified for her job, let's back up and see what she was saying on Fox News. Quite literally yesterday, this is the Sunday morning exclusive where Alina Habba came on, and she was quite literally complaining that the Biden administration, people in there weren't elected into office, quite rich coming from the person who was just disqualified after being illegally appointed. She also says that Donald Trump knows what he's doing when he's making these decisions. Also quite rich, considering 24 hours later, she was removed. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. The president is 100% right. I can tell you right now, as somebody who worked in the West Wing, as somebody who worked with President Trump, that man is signing everything with intent, with knowledge, and with his own ink to paper.
Less than 24 hours, we get the headline, Appeals Court Disqualifies Alina Habba. But yeah, continue on, Alina Habba.
Do not use the auto pen for executive orders. The president knows what he is doing. Now, go back to President Biden. I don't think he knew what he was doing, but I will tell you what, the people around him most certainly did, and they were not elected into office, and they did not have the right to sign documents.
They didn't have the right to sign documents. Mrs. Disqualified, literally this morning. You don't have any power. It says acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey. She was immediately disqualified. I think the headline here as well is that this isn't in a vacuum. 1 week ago, 7 days ago, we saw a federal judge dismiss indictments against Letitia James and James Comey. Donald Trump is using the office of the presidency to subvert Senate confirmations. Senate confirmations act as another check to make sure you don't have inexperienced, unqualified people. Well, Lindsey Halligan is both inexperienced and unqualified. She wrongly submitted the indictment without even showing the entire grand jury. Incredibly illegal and undemocratic. Like, that is just indicting somebody without allowing the grand jury to see it. Those are the people who are supposed to either checkmark it or shoot it down. After that, that case was entirely nullified because the judge said that Lindsey Halligan was illegally appointed. Same thing happens to Alina Habba, and Midas Touch points out, a federal appeals court has unanimously ruled that Alina Habba is disqualified from serving as U.S. attorney in New Jersey, calling her appointment unlawful and void. The Third Circuit panel upheld a prior decision that her tenure violated federal appointment law. But here's where it gets crazier. Here's where the house of cards continues to crumble. Today's Third Circuit ruling that Alina Habba was unlawfully appointed also cast doubt that AG Pam Bondi's backup theory for the Lindsey Halligan case could be valid. It seems to be very invalid. So basically,
and really quickly, whether you own a business or you're about to start a business, you'll find that online marketing and building a website and getting your name out there is truly one of the hardest things to do. That's why I truly recommend Shopify as an e-commerce platform. There was a while where I was the designer, the researcher, the editor, the accountant. I was doing everything for my business at once, but Shopify helped me consolidate that, and it's been a game changer. It's the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, from household names to brands just getting started. Even creators like me rely on it every single day. So you can accelerate your business, your content creation. You can execute on your ideas by using Shopify, which makes it feel like you've got a whole marketing team behind you to create email campaigns, social media campaigns, design things, run your accountant. Best of all, Shopify is just a built-in e-commerce expert. They can help with everything from inventory to international shipping to processing returns. If you want to turn your business idea into a reality. Check out shopify.com/mockler for $1 per month trial. A $1 per month trial with shopify.com/mockler. Thank you to you all, and thank you to Shopify.
So basically, today's ruling nukes the Trump admin's attempt to appoint both Lindsey Halligan and Alina Habba. In one swoop, both of these got blown out. This comes at a time when Trump's approval rating is dropping. Take a look at this.
I mean, it's a disaster if it holds towards the midterm elections. And I should note, of course, it's not alone. I mean, just take a look here. This is Gallup. This is the longest running poll. You know, Gallup has been conducting polls since my father was a kid. And my father was born in 1927, had me in his 60s. Look at this. In January, Donald Trump's not approving. Not too bad, not too great. It was at minus 1 point, right within the margin of error, breaking even. But look at this now. Negative 24 points, way, way down. We're talking about a drop of over 20 points in the wrong direction for the President of the United States. Minus 24 points, that's a 23-point move in the incorrect direction if you're the president. And of course, what's so important here, Sarah Seidner, is it matches the trend that we've seen with other polls. That is Donald Trump hitting his low for the second term. I was doing the count last night. I think we're up to 10 polls in sort of the last 40 days, 10 different pollsters who have said that Trump is at the lowest point he is.
What have I said? The House of Cards is very clearly collapsing, and it's because Trump is spending more time with political vengeance than anything else. You know what needs to be pointed out in every single history book for the rest of American history as a lesson? That the President of the United States tried to DM his Attorney General, Pam Bondi, a message to prosecute three people. Then two of those people were indicted. Another one was softly investigated within the next month. That is pure political weaponization. Needs to be taught in every single history book. If any other president did that, it would be immediately term ending. If Clinton openly messaged his AG, it would be game over. If Bush did that, it would be over. Oh, trust me, if Obama did that, Republicans' heads would explode. They would be curled up in a fetal position, puking all the time, saying, why did Obama weaponize his DOJ? I'm really, really sick of this unlevel playing field where Trump was able to get away with scandal after scandal, corruption after corruption, and yes, his approval rating is dropping, but the fact that he was able to get back into power in the first place after January 6th and then openly weaponize our DOJ in the form of a misfired DM to Pam Bondi that was actually publicly posted, insane, insane shit. This reads, judges humiliate Trump by ejecting MAGA favorite. A federal appeals court on Monday found the MAGA favorite Alina Habba is serving unlawfully. A trio of judges on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit ruled unanimously to uphold the lower court decision. Habba had been serving as the acting U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey, but her appointment was challenged. It's because they were trying to subvert Senate confirmations with some legal mechanism that is novel, illegal, not true. They were trying to subvert the proper processes as they have done time and time again, and it backfired. When it comes to tariffs, Donald Trump decided not to go through Congress, but to do the tariffs unilaterally. Now the Supreme Court might strike them down. He's doing that with multiple of the people he's appointing as well. This is a disgusting weaponization of our justice system, and I'm glad that both the Letitia James and James Comey cases got blown up. I'm glad that Alina Habba's case or her appointment got blown up, and so did Lindsey Halligan's. We are seeing things working. There are bulwarks against Trump's authoritarianism every once in a while that are standing tall, and it's these judges. So thank you all. Let's continue to fight.